Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And where we're going to go is apparently back to the phone lines, because we talked to Drake May, Drizzy, Ten, and now we're going to go over to veteran teammate, who I actually don't know if he has any nicknames. Maybe we will ask Jonathan Jones what his nicknames are. But Jonathan Jones, Patriots veteran cornerback, joining us on the phone. Jonathan, do you have any nicknames before we get to the important stuff?
Most people just call me Jay Jones.
Jay Jones. Okay, so no one calls you
That's
Drizzy
it.
Or
Keep
no one calls...
Nah.
Anyone call you 3? Hey, 3-1.
Nah, I ain't got that one.
And around here,
I ain't got that one. You keep it simple.
Do they call you like old guy or old man? Are there any of those from the Young Bucks in there?
Some of them try to. I won't let it slide.
How about hey? Look who's walking in. It's 2 rings.
So, Jonathan, coming off yesterday's obviously tough loss, I feel like we're kind of getting used to this. We're talking about games. There's good things. There's good portions of games, opportunities to win games. And then in the end, you guys just can't close or get over that hump, as Coach Mayo said. How frustrating is that? You put yourself in position to win, and then you just can't make those one or two plays that make the difference.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it gets really frustrating after a while. Like, you just go in, you practice hard, I mean, every week, and that's the guys, we all go out there and practice hard, try to do the best we can on Sundays, and like you said, it just doesn't all come together for various reasons. Every week it's, you know, something different, but generally the same things, just self-inflicted mistakes, and, you know, you don't really get away with doing those in this league.
So what's that feeling like? It's got to be an element of frustration. Defense makes a great play. Gonzalez jumps the route, makes the pick. It's a little less than 8 minutes left in the game. You guys are up. You guys are up a touchdown. And then the ball gets back in the offense's hands. You guys get to take a quick breather. Or you're thinking maybe we don't even have to go back on the field. Or maybe they'll score, make it a two-score game. Then the offense, 3 plays and out, and you guys are right back out there on the field. I know it's a winning time drive, and it was a long, deliberate one. That's just got to be tough to, like, feel like that emotional roller coaster, Jonathan, like to get the pick and then not be on the sideline, then have to run back out there? That's gonna be tough.
Yeah, I mean, that's the complimentary part of it, of, you know, playing complimentary football. And, you know, you like the offense to kind of, you know, take a little bit more time off the clock. But at the end of the day, you know, defense was out there last, you know. And as it goes, you know, our job is to stop them. We had several, you know, got to have it opportunities on that last drive where we could get off the field and we didn't. You know, I said a few weeks ago, you know, offense had a two-minute situation where they didn't execute, you know, and in this week it was us. And so you play, you know, the entire game, you know, to come down to maybe a last possession, you know, a last play. And whatever unit's out there, it's their job, you know, to execute, you know, the kind of whole team, the whole franchise is kind of counting on that unit. And, you know, this week the defense weren't able to get it done.
Patriots cornerback Jonathan Jones joins us on this Patriots Monday at Gillette Stadium. He is presented by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining. At Drains by James, they give a poop about your pipes. Jonathan, what was your role yesterday? And I ask that because your playing time was a little lower than we're used to seeing. Was that game plan related? Was that health related? Why did we see fewer snaps from you yesterday?
I'm not really sure. I don't know if that's kind of, you know, something of their game plan. You know, I was ready to play, you know, as much or as little as they needed me to. It's always kind of been my motto. I've dealt with, you know, injuries all season, and, you know, it's not something you complain about. You just, you know, everyone has something they're dealing with, and, you know, I try my best to be available, you know, for the team every week.
Yeah, there was a few weeks ago, KB, Kendrick Bourne, there was some talk that the younger wide receivers were going to get more run. He doesn't play much against the Bears, but then next week we hear he's going to be a more integral part of the game plan. And then, of course, he catches a touchdown in that game against the Rams. Was curious if that was part of the equation. And also yesterday, in getting ready for that Colts game, I know he's not the most accurate quarterback in the world, but he really is physically gifted. How tough is a guy like Anthony Richardson, who can throw the ball a country mile and also is an excellent runner? How tough is he to prepare for?
Oh, man, it adds an extra element. You know, they do a good job of using him, you know, in quarterback design runs. It definitely, you know, adds another gap for us to account for on defense. And he's a big, strong runner. You know, he's not just a guy that you can bring down easily. And so they do a good job of using that. Like I said, he has a strong arm, you know, like I said, not as accurate, you know, hasn't developed that part of his game. But he can run around, extend plays, and make plays.
Is it safe to say that Joe Milton is a good guy to replicate some of that on the practice field leading up to the game?
Definitely. I mean, he did a good job, you know, throughout the week on scout team of giving us looks. You know, he chunked the ball up 60 yards, you know, for a play that just kind of, you know, resembles a lot of what you see, you know, from Richardson on film. And so he did a good job of giving us a look.
So where does this go for you now, Jonathan, heading into the bye week? I know, obviously, you got four games left on this particular season, contract up at the end of the season as well. Where are you in terms of, you know, like reflecting on the season and where you think things are headed for a very young football team that you've been a very pivotal part of for so long and now a veteran voice in that locker room as well?
Yeah, I mean, the main thing is just, you know, get to the bye week, get through it, you know, get a reset and, you know, finish out the last four games strong. And that'll leave a mark, you know, whether, you know, for myself, for the team, for next year. There's games out there that we can go out and win. And that'll be a boost for guys, whether in their personal careers or just, you know, for the team or for the unit. So there's still a lot to play for, you know, not postseason, but, you know, there's still a lot, you know, that we had to play for. And just, you know, for myself, just evaluate it. Just every week show up, you know, as I always done, as I always will, and just go out there and fight.
Is the bye week a little different as you get older and mature? You know, I know you hear stories of young guys wanting to get away, get to the beach, you know, get to the warm weather somewhere. What is Jonathan Jones look at the bye week opportunity for in terms of getting away? Is that family or?
A little bit of both. I think, you know, we have a late bye week this year. It's kind of been one of the latest I've had. And so, you know, it's been a lot of football played. And so you definitely want to just kind of get away, reset, refocus. And then, like you said, just open that drawer of things you've kind of put off, you know, throughout the season and try to, you know, tend to some of those things and get them done in this week.
So, obviously, right now, Patriots sit at 3-10. Best case scenario is 7-10. a tough four games. You got to go on the road to Arizona, then Buffalo, then back home for two likely playoff teams in the Chargers and the Bills. You know, this is a team, obviously, you know, there have been reports Mr. Kraft is, you know, resigned to the idea this could be a longer term rebuild. You know, how do you, in this point of reflection, when you take some time to look at it, Jonathan, during the bye week, how do you feel about the idea of possibly returning to the Patriots and just going, you know, cradle to grave, box to wire with one team for your whole career?
Hey, it's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, that doesn't happen often, you know, for a guy to come into an organization and stay there for his entire career. That's rare, you know, especially for an undrafted guy. So there's a lot of things that you weigh in, that you weigh on of, you know, where I'm at, you know, in my career, you know, what's next. And so just take some time, but you get through the season first, and then you have a lot of time in the offseason to reflect, to see where, you know, I am, you know, in my career, you know, where the team is, and just kind of what steps next in life. But, you know, right now it's just focusing on these next four games, and then, you know, deal with the future when it gets here.
Jonathan, one of the unfortunate realities of this business is everybody's got an opinion. They voice it on the radio or Twitter, and they start talking in losing seasons about coaches and roles and jobs and guys should be fired or moved on from. If I were to ask you about your defensive coordinator, DeMarcus Covington, what he does well, why you think he's a good young coach, why he should be here coaching the Patriots defense moving forward, what would your selling points be?
Yeah, I mean, he's been in the system. You know, he learned from, you know, Coach Belichick, and he's kind of brought up and raised in this defensive system, and so he knows it, you know, especially up front. He's, you know, been the defensive line coach, and so he kind of knows directly, you know, what's expected and you know, what the expectations are. And so just, you know, give him an opportunity to build. Like I said, he was still learning, you know, first-time coordinator, just dealing with everything that comes with it. And so as with everything, everyone, you know, always is better, you know, the second go around than their first.
So you have had, there are a lot of multi-level players on the New England Patriots. Obviously, Jabril Peppers played offense, defense, special teams in college. Marcus Jones in college, then obviously in the pros here as well. You have been Mr. Versatile, Mr. Patriot, whatever they ask of you, slot corner, outside corner, safety at a moment's notice when Duggar can't go. Do you feel like they owe you one? And if so, would you ask if you could get an offense? Would you ask for an offensive play, maybe like a carry, end around, get in a receiver for a couple?
Oh, man, let me get mine. No.
You deserve it. Come on, get it. Let's set John Jones long.
At this point, but no, I've always prided myself off that as just being, you know, whatever they needed, you know, and sometimes it goes to the detriment of yourself, but you don't complain about that. When you're a team first guy, you just do, you know, try to do what's best for the team. You know, it doesn't always benefit yourself.
Along those lines, obviously, I'm sure you're aware of Travis Hunter and what he's doing for the Colorado Buffaloes this year, playing both ways at a really high level. It's led some people to believe in sort of this Shohei Ohtani era of sports where he pitches and he hits. Do you think Travis Hunter could play both ways in the NFL?
Definitely. I definitely think it's possible. You know, with the right system, right scheme, I think, you know, where the game is headed, not to criticize the game, I don't think it's as physical, you know, as it used to be. And so I think there's definitely a space for, you know, for guys to go, you know, do both. And, you know, I think that'd be a possibility.
Before we let you go, probably feel like we have to ask you about this. You guys welcomed Jabril Peppers back in the defense yesterday, back to the team this week. As a leader, a veteran, when a teammate has one of those off-the-field issues playing out, any trepidation on your part bringing that guy back in, or are you just welcoming your friend back into the team in the locker room?
No, I mean, we just encourage each other, you know. Yeah, we're teammates, you know, we fight together, we've been, you know, in through a lot, you know, through training camp, and you build these relationships with guys, and you just root for them. You root for the best for them, and, you know, when they get the opportunity to come back and he's got the opportunity to play football again, just support him. You know, that's what it's always about, you know, supporting your teammates. And, you know, it was good to have him back out there yesterday flying around and helping us out.
So, Jonathan, Coach Mayo says when he talks to the media, he's talking to you guys. Well, I'm going to pretend right now when I'm talking to the radio audience, I'm talking to Alex Van Pelt. We want to see Jonathan Jones on offense. We want to see him with a jet sweep, some sort of play. I want to see Jonathan Jones catch a pass before this season ends.
Yes.
I think everybody would love that. Jonathan Jones, thanks for joining us today, and enjoy your bye week.
Thank you. See you guys next time.
All right. Appreciate you, Jonathan.
That's old man John Jones.
That's right. Jay Jones.
Jay Jones.
We
need more creative nicknames here in New England. We also need to get to a trending. We're behind. We talked to Drake May. We talked to Jonathan Jones. Now we'll hear our guy Dan Ball with some ball washing of Boston sports on What's Trending Now.